Every day with Jesus. The vision of God. Day 30. Hearing and seeing.
Bible reading from Job, chapter 42, verses 1 to 17. Then Job replied to the Lord, "I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. You asked, 'Who is this that obscures my plans without knowledge?' Surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know. You said, 'Listen now, and I will speak. I will question you, and you shall answer me.' My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes." After the Lord had said these things to Job, he said to Eliphaz the Temanite, "I am angry with you and your two friends, because you have not spoken the truth about me, as my servant Job has. So now take 7 bulls and 7 rams and go to my servant Job and sacrifice a burnt offering for yourselves. My servant Job will pray for you, and I will accept his prayer and not deal with you according to your folly. You have not spoken the truth about me, as my servant Job has." So Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite did what the Lord told them, and the Lord accepted Job's prayer. After Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord restored his fortunes and gave him twice as much as he had before. All his brothers and sisters and everyone who had known him before came and ate with him in his house. They comforted and consoled him over all the trouble the Lord had brought on him, and each one gave him a piece of silver and a gold ring. The Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the former part. He had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 donkeys. And he also had 7 sons and 3 daughters. The first daughter he named Jemima, the second Keziah, and the third Keren Hapuch. Nowhere in all the land were there found women as beautiful as Job's daughters, and their father granted them an inheritance along with their brothers. After this, Job lived 140 years. He saw his children and their children to the fourth generation, and so Job died, an old man and full of years.
Perhaps the person who best illustrates what we have been talking about over the past few days, a failure to understand God's justice, is God's servant Job. Following his suffering received at the hands of Satan, Job came to believe that the whole of life was unfair. He makes this point to God in chapter 27, verse 2. "As surely as God lives, who has denied me justice, the Almighty, who has made me taste bitterness of soul." What is God's response to this? He confronts Job with these words, "Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know." From Job, chapter 38, verses 4 to 5. Then, after listening for a long time to God outlining his greatness and his majesty, Job responds with the marvelous words that form our text for today. "My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you." Job begins to see that any movement against God's justice is sin. His previous problem of being mistreated is forgotten in the light of the greater problem that he had misjudged the Almighty. Then came the moment when Job prayed for the friends who hadn't been much help to him. And as he turned the focus from himself to others, something big and beautiful took place within him. His rebellion dissolved, and he was delivered from all his problems. Job came to see God as he is, not as he wanted him to be. And with all the conviction of which I am capable, I tell you, that same revelation must come to us if we are to worship God and serve Him correctly.
Job turned the focus from himself to others. O Father, to hear of you by car is indeed wonderful, but to see you is bliss beyond compare. Bring me to the same place you brought your servant Job, no matter what lies in between. In Jesus' name, amen.